taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans. Welcome to the Constitution Study. And I've got some bad news for you. It appears that freedom and liberty are effectively dead in the United States. I am dumbfounded. I'm amazed. I honestly never thought we would see it go this far before the American people would stand up with one voice and say no. But we have a public official, the press secretary of the President of the United States, confessing on national television, on video, to crimes, to high crimes by her boss and his administration. And the American people have done nothing. Nothing. We talk about, you know, we whine and complain about things. We spent 4 years hearing that everything was fascist, yet here we have a government admitting publicly that they are destroying the rights of the American people. The American people are doing nothing. The states are doing nothing. Our representatives in government are doing nothing. A couple of media outlets are whining and crying, but what have you done? Now, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, last week in a press conference, Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, admitted, she said that the White House was, or the executive branch was, flagging problematic posts for Facebook. Now stop. There's more to it, but let's just stop right there. Because that is an admission of a crime. A crime, Paul? Yes, a crime. You see, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution doesn't simply protect your right to privacy. I know the courts say, well, it's a right to privacy, and if it's out in public, then you don't have Fourth Amendment protections. Baloney. That is a twisted lie from the judicial branch. The Fourth Amendment says doesn't say that you have a right to keep things private. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. This is the equivalent of a general warrant. If you're not familiar with those, back in colonial times, British judges would issue general warrants. They'd say, here, go search so-and-so's house, and it's nice. There's this nice blank spot in there. If you find anything wrong, just write it into that blank spot, and that'll make it all legal. That's why we have a Fourth Amendment, to protect us from such actions. But here we have the press secretary of the President of the United States admitting on national television that they are using effectively a general warrant to scoop up the posts and sayings of hundreds of millions of American citizens in order to search them for disinformation. No warrant, not a valid one. No probable cause, no oath or affirmation. They're sucking everything up and searching. Why is that important? The Fourth Amendment doesn't say that the government doesn't have the right to look at your stuff unless you put it out in public. It says you should be safe from unreasonable searches. They require a warrant. And that requires probable cause. But you see, they're not bothering with that. They're searching everything you say, and then they are filtering through it. And if they find something bad, then they will go back and fill in the details. This, you know, we spent 4 years hearing people cry, fascist, fascist, fascist. This is a hallmark of fascism. Is this any different than what happened in Nazi Germany? Than what happens today in communist China? Is this really any different than their social credit score? Where if you say something the government doesn't like, all of a sudden privileges are taken away? That is what Ms. Psaki just admitted to. If you say something we don't like, we will label it disinformation and we will tell Facebook to take it down. Now, I don't know if there's some bribery going involved in there. I don't know if they've coerced Facebook to do this or they're just colluding with Facebook. But you see, that's a crime. Why? See, Title 18 of the United... Well, first of all, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. So you violate the Constitution, you're violating the law. But Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 242, says it is a federal crime under color of law to deprive someone of a right protected by the Constitution of the United States. Isn't that just what Ms. Psaki admitted to? They're denying people their right to be secure from unreasonable searches and seizures. That they are scouring all of their data, looking for something to get them with. That they are searching their records, their posts, their emails, their SMS texts. Then they're saying, well, we determine then that this is misinformation. Oh, so then you're going to infringe on your freedom of speech. Now you can't say certain things in public because the government says that's disinformation. That's right out of the Soviet Union, folks. That's right out of Maduro's Venezuela, Pol Pot's Cambodia, North Vietnam. Is anybody else awake to this? This is the federal government taking over the discussion. This is the federal government infringing on your freedom of speech and, by the way, your freedom of press. Why? They're not stopping the media. The press doesn't mean the media. The press isn't the New York Times and CNN. The press is defined as anyone engaged in the art or profession of publishing. So when you post on Facebook, you are publishing. And while Facebook is a private company, they are now acting like an agent of the federal government. The federal government, in the form of the executive branch, the president of the United States, is now suppressing your ability to print, to publish, to speak. They are infringing on the First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and they just admitted it in public. The evidence is right in front of you. Why are we doing nothing? We have general warrants out, or their equivalent. We have unreasonable searches and seizures. We have an infringement on the rights of freedom of speech and freedom of the press being done in the name and of the office of the President of the United States. Tell me, America, where is everyone? Are we simply going to meekly wander into tyranny and despotism? If the government gets to dictate what is allowed to be said, we have no freedom of speech, and we have no freedom at all. What happens as we watch freedom of speech disappear? Next becomes the loss of freedom of thought. I mean, if you can't speak and you can't publish, are your thoughts free? If the only information you are allowed access to is that has been filtered and approved by the government, do you truly have freedom of thought? Benjamin Franklin, writing as Silence Duguid, said, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech, which is the right of every man, as far as by it he does not hurt or control the right of another. And this is the only check it ought to suffer and the only bounds it ought to know." Liberty is dead. Long live tyranny. not because President Biden is abusing his office, but because the American people are doing nothing about it. George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Welcome to the slaughterhouse, America. Welcome to your own death, the death of liberty, the death of freedom, because you are watching your freedom of speech being taken away and doing nothing. How do you look at yourself in the mirror? What are you doing to combat this? Tell me, why are the offices of the members of the House of Representatives not being overrun by their constituents demanding articles of impeachment against Joe Biden and everyone else in his administration involved in this? Why? No, it's not treason. There may be bribery. I don't know. But what we have is certainly a high crime. He has violated the law of the United States. He is depriving people of their freedom of speech and freedom of the press, complicit with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So question number one, why are we not pounding down the doors of our representatives demanding this man be impeached? Why are we not filing federal criminal charges against these people that are doing this? 18 U.S.C. 242 is a federal crime, punishable by a fine and up to 1 year in jail. Why are we not demanding our representatives do this? Oh, but Jen Psaki says, we're not taking anything down. No, you're telling someone to do it for you. That's called being an accessory, madam. If you hire someone to kill your spouse, you didn't kill him, but you're just as guilty. This is the assassination of freedom of speech. And we are doing nothing. She goes on to say, oh, well, you know, if you get banned from one platform, you should be banned from all platforms. Tell me this isn't a takeover of the debate. That dissent will not be allowed. Because if they can do this for the COVID vaccine, they can do this for anything. They've done it for the COVID vaccine. They're trying to do it for the election. They're doing it over the January 6th demonstration. What happens when any dissent, is met with this sort of repression? Where is your liberty then? Where is your freedom of speech then? What will you say when you and your children are led like lambs to the slaughter because you would do nothing? And you're going to have to answer to your children and your grandchildren. You're going to have to tell them one day what you did, or more accurately, what you didn't do, that you did nothing while their freedom and their future was stolen. And you did nothing. At least if you stood up and got arrested and put in jail, at least you'd have the honor of knowing that you did something, rather than the shame of sitting back and watching it happen. They want you banned from all social media. I know there's going to be a cost. I'm not a fool. There are people who will pay the cost. I was talking the other day at an event with some people, and we were saying, yeah, you know what? There's only a few people will stand up. Who's running to their aid? Who is looking at this and saying, no? You know, at the Battle of Lexington, when the Massachusetts militia were ordered to lay down their arms, their commander, Captain John Parker, said, "Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have war, let it begin here." Are the Americans at this point simply willing to lie down, to be disarmed, removed of their voice, removed of their rights, and just sit down and take it? As Patrick Henry famously said, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" Ladies and gentlemen, it is not hyperbolic to look at a government that can control what you can say publicly and call you a slave. A government that can disarm you from your own defense against them and others. Those are the chains of slavery. So I ask you, is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as far as for me, give me liberty or give me death. It is time the American people grow a backbone. They stand up to these attacks on our rights, attacks on our liberty by our own servants. We hired President Biden, our states hired President Biden to serve us, not to rule over us. Yet we have confessions on video showing his abuse of that power, his criminal activity, his violation of his oath of office, his selling the American people into slavery. And what are we doing about it? We sit back and we watch while this man, who obviously has some mental capacity issues, I don't begrudge him that, he's getting older, but when he makes statements like the only pandemic is among the unvaccinated, that the only pandemic now is among the unvaccinated, and that the misinformation, the actual facts and data that people are putting on social media is killing them, when they point out that it is there is a 98% chance of surviving the virus. Oh, by the way, the Delta variant, the feared Delta variant, it's a 99.8% chance of surviving. That, he says, is killing people. And for the fact that you disagree with him, you need to be shut up. The only one killing people, Mr. President, is you. You are leading them to staph infections, to other bacterial infections from forced people to wear a mask. You are experimenting. You are doing human trials on the American people. You, sir, are leading, your policies have led to alcohol, drug abuse, to suicides. You, sir, are killing people. It is your policies that are killing not only the body, but the soul of the American people. And again, we sit back and do nothing. You have this fool, Fauci, a man who over the 18 months has been proven a liar. Over and over and over again, evidence comes up showing, in his own words, him contradicting himself, him saying that mask mandates were more for show, that especially once vaccinated, he wore a mask for show. This man has the gall to claim that we would still have smallpox. Because I look at a disease that I have a 99.5% chance of surviving, and I look at an experimental drug and I say, I'm not taking the drug. If you want to take the drug, be my guest. I'm not saying the drug should not be, the vaccine should not be available. I am not saying that. But these petty tyrants that want you to comply, why in heaven's name are they pushing a vaccine for a disease that almost everybody survives? It can't be about saving lives. It doesn't save that many lives. I don't know for sure. I have a couple theories. Why give everyone a vaccine? Well, one theory is it's simple power. See, if I can subjugate you into taking a vaccine because I'm threatening you, well, then I have power and control. If I can bully and scare you into doing what I say, I have control. There's actually a more nefarious possibility. See, anybody remember a while back when we were searching for this guy named Osama bin Laden? And anybody else remember, I didn't remember this, so someone reminded me, that one of the techniques they used to find Osama bin Laden was a fake vaccination program. That they actually had the military going out, giving people vaccines and actually collecting their DNA to try and track down relatives of Osama bin Laden. Could that possibly be happening today? I don't know. I have no proof. I have no evidence. What I do have is proof that this is not a medical decision. Because I don't know a doctor with a brain in their skull that would tell you to take an experimental vaccine for something you stand an extremely excellent chance of surviving, especially if you get treatment for it. There are plenty of treatments for this disease, and they are effective. We have studies, we have tests, but you see, that's the information this government doesn't want you to have, so that's what they call disinformation, so they can shut you up. This is not the United States of America. This is the tyrannical states of America. The Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Government's primary purpose is not to keep you safe. It's to protect your rights. Going on, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We did not consent. In fact, we specifically said, you shall not infringe on people's right to freely speak and freely engage in press. These are powers we did not consent to. We specifically forbid it. And they do it. So what should we do? What should we do? Again, from the Declaration, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, can you think of a better description? The government in Washington is destructive of the ends. They are no longer securing the rights of the people. They are no longer exercising only their just powers. They are no longer protecting your unalienable rights. They are destroying your unalienable rights. They have become destructive of their ends. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as them may seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I will now be considered a traitor. I'll be called an insurrectionist because I dared to quote our founding documents to our government and say, you are wrong. You are the criminal. And I have every right to alter or abolish this government. Pray I alter it. Pray the American people rise up to alter their government rather than abolish it. I believe if we get to the point of abolishing our government, we have lost. The sacred fire of liberty that George Washington talked about will be out. It will be gone. But we can alter it. We can alter it by recognizing the criminal activity that is going on in our name and with our tolerance. We are letting this happen. James Garfield said at our centennial, now more than ever, The people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If it be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. We have ignorance, recklessness, and corruption in Congress, in the executive branch, in the judicial branch, and in most of our states, and we tolerate it. Mr. Garfield went on to say, if it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities of their national legislature. Well, it's time we demand it of our executive branch as well. We must demand this of our president. And if you will not fulfill your oath, if you will not do the job we have hired you for, then it's time you be removed, that we alter this abomination that is now called the executive branch of the federal government as a whole. Let's alter it. How? We're going to have to fight for our freedom. We're going to have to fight for our liberty. Now we have a choice. We can either fight for our liberty at the ballot box or on the battlefield. Which do you prefer? See, if we won't fix this when it can be done easily and safely and without bloodshed, then the fault is ours when we or our posterity have to fight and shed blood to regain the rights that we have allowed to be taken away from us. Yes, I'm mad. I'm mad at myself for not speaking up harder, louder. I'm mad at the American people for standing by and letting this happen. I've already apologized to my daughter for leaving her a country in such a crap state where liberty and freedom are gone. They are that you no longer have rights. All you have is what the government deems to let you get away with. I am embarrassed at the state of this country, and I'm not done yet. But I do have to take a break. And before I do, I want to remind you to check out healthycell.com/outloud. You know, vitamins haven't really changed since the 1930s, and Healthy Cell has come up with a new way to deliver vitamins that are not only easier to take, but work better at a cellular level. Now, you can try the REM Sleep or the Immune Super Boost or the Focus and Recall. In fact, since we're talking about COVID, Immune Super Boost is a great way to help protect your body against COVID. Now go to healthycell.com/outloud and you'll get 20% off your very first order. You can try any of the products. I've used the Immune Super Boost. It works really well. So give them a try. Again, try the Immune Super Boost. Try any of their products. I think you'll find it makes taking vitamins easier and helps keep you healthier. So try healthycell.com/outloud and I'll be right back after this break.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is the McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to healthycell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is the McCullough Report.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutLoud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. Okay, I've had a minute to calm down a little bit. I don't know how long that's going to last. I'm starting to feel like that guy on the movie Network. Remember? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Or maybe I'm just one man crying out against the tyranny and wondering if anybody is listening. Because this is some evil, evil, evil stuff. You know, Santayana said, if we won't learn from our history, we're doomed to repeat it. And I'm watching history repeat itself. I guess the American people are doomed because we refuse to learn from our history. Another example. Here we have a senator, Ms. Amy Klobuchar. Now, she was being interviewed. And she was asked a simple question. Do you think Facebook should face consequences and should Facebook be broken up? Now, she starts with this idea that social media has contributed to this misinformation. I would say there are people on social media that have contributed to misinformation. Mostly, it seems to be from state and federal governments, but that's not the point. She goes on to say, I think we should look at changing the liability standards when it comes to vaccine misinformation. When we have a public health crisis and people are dying every day, enough is enough. These are the richest companies in the world. They are, Dana. They are absolutely, there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't be able to monitor this better and take this crap off their platforms that are basically telling people, oh, hey, there's problems when we know science proves there isn't. Okay, little Miss Petty Tyrant-in-Chief, does anybody see the dystopian environment she wishes to live in? Now again, is there misinformation? Yes, and Ms. Klobuchar, it's called freedom of speech, freedom of thought, the ability to disagree. Is everybody's opinion correct? No. Is all the information that's put out correct? No. Where did we give the federal government the authority to tell us what we can and cannot think, Ms. Klobuchar? A public health crisis. You know, more people have died from heart attacks than they have from COVID-19. Are we worried about, are we going to now start enforcing, cholesterol testing and diet modification? Does the government own the people or do we own the government? She wants companies to spy on you. There's absolutely no reason they shouldn't be able to monitor this better and take this crap off their platforms. That is censorship. And if she's planning on doing it through a government edict, that's criminal. Yet Ms. Klobuchar gets a pass. Why? Well, because she's a member of a private group called the Democratic Party, which has absolutely nothing to do with democracy. Let's face it. If there was any truth in advertising, the Democratic and Republican parties would be sued for false advertising. This is our future. And ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Minnesota, you hired her. Now, either you've been sold a pig and a poke, or you are petty tyrants as well. You have no stomach for freedom and liberty. And you should be ashamed of yourselves. And don't feel bad. I used to live in New York, and I was ashamed of my fellow citizens. Sometimes in Tennessee, I'm ashamed of my fellow Tennesseans when I see Ms. Blackburn and some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth. This is our future. Do you want to live in a future where the government gets to tell you what you can and cannot post? Where the government demands that social media monitor everything you say to see if it passes their standards? Is anyone, why do I seem to be yelling at myself? Why are there so few people out there demanding that something happen? Demanding that freedom of speech be protected in this country? And as a pilot, we have the Surgeon General saying that the Facebook's not doing enough. Misinformation is still spreading. You know what I never see out of these people? Where are the facts that this information is wrong? See, if I'm quoting CDC numbers and you're calling it misinformation, then either prove to me that the CDC numbers are wrong or you're lying. I am looking at the COVID data tracker from the CDC right now. The CDC. And it points out right here that over the last 7 days, the case rate, you know, the number of cases have been 62.4 per 100,000 people. Now, it doesn't take a genius in math to figure out that is 0.062%. That's right. Your odds of getting COVID over the last 7 days was 0.062%. Oh, and deaths over the last 7 days, the death rate has been 0.5 per 100,000 or 0.0005%. Oh, but people are dying every day. People die every day from lots of different things. This is not a deadly virus for most people. There are people who are more at risk. And absolutely, if you know your medical history, you should take proper precautions based on your medical history. But then they say, oh my God, everyone's got to get a vaccine. You know what they don't tell you? Do you know what the current death rate from the vaccine is? Almost 11,000 COVID vaccine-related deaths. Over 11,000. I don't know what that comes out as a death rate. I imagine it's pretty small, but it's not zero. And where's that data coming from? Well, that's coming from the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System. There's an open access to it, openvaers.com. And they're saying the CDC is reporting almost 11,000 vaccine-related deaths. And I'm the one putting out misinformation, Ms. Klobuchar. This is not misinformation. These are facts. These are data. This is inconvenient contradiction to the lies being told by those in the federal and state governments. This is freedom of speech. This is freedom of thought. This is what millions of Americans have fought and died for over 2+ centuries. And this is what is being snuffed out. And the American people are sitting back and letting it happen. They're being lied to. And they're taking it hook, line, and sinker. A Facebook board member, according to, I believe it was a Daily Caller report, said free speech is not an absolute right. Well, I hate to tell you this, lady. You're mostly wrong. I mean, it kind of depends on how you define absolute right. Do I have a right to lie under oath? No. Do I have a right to defame someone's character or to libel them? No. I have a right to say whatever I want until you can show that I have lied to some about something. I have deprived someone of a right. That's called freedom of speech. And this idea that the government gets to tell you what you can and cannot say is the antithesis of freedom of speech. Are you telling me that Facebook is no longer interested in free speech? Sure sounds like it. It sure sounds like it to me. When you have a board member saying that you don't have the right to say what you want, that you have to balance freedom of speech. Balance it against what? Against what you think I should say, you petty tyrant? That's not freedom of speech. That's not even an approximation of freedom of speech. That is despotism. That is despotism. And that is what is being pushed on the American people faster and faster and faster. And we are sitting back and letting it happen. And again, it's not just Facebook. Biden was asked a question on COVID misinformation and platforms like Facebook. He said that Facebook is killing people. Really? Am I killing people by giving them the facts about COVID? About pointing out the truth from your own CDC, Mr. President? The fact that I don't parrot your misinformation? That I don't repeat the... We're in doublespeak land. And for those of you who think we have a free press that's more than willing to stand up and do what we expect of them, President Biden just said that Facebook is killing people by letting information out into the world he doesn't like. And the networks just said, okay. The media networks let it pass. You can't trust the media. Nothing can be believed that comes out on social media or news media. Nothing. Not a thing. If they tell me the sky is blue, I got to go out and check because nothing can be believed anymore. Nothing that comes out of this White House, nothing that comes out of social media, nothing that comes out of the news media. Not a thing. And it's our fault because we let it happen. We stood by and we kept watching the news programs as evidence that time after time after time they were lying to us and they were manipulating us and we kept watching them. That's our fault. Facebook started censoring people and we kept watching them. We kept giving them clicks. We kept posting on them. It's no longer time to sit there and wait for Twitter or YouTube to get to ban you. It's time to move your people out. The only time I deal with Facebook and Twitter is to point people to go somewhere else where they can get the truth while Facebook still... Well, I don't do Facebook because they banned me. But I'm not even sure I want to do that anymore. Because every time someone clicks on one of my posts on Twitter... Twitter makes money, and they use that money to lie to people. But how else do I get my information out? I have begged you and everyone else I deal with to share this information, to share these episodes, to share this program. Are you doing it? Am I going to be driven to people that are lying in order to try to get the truth out? Is that really what we've come down to? Is that the state of American liberty? Is that the state of free speech now? You know, I set up a website called Constitution Scholars specifically to make sure we had a place that we could talk and discuss constitutional issues without being censored. Have you joined it? It's free. Go to constitutionscholars.com. Register for free. Join one of the groups. The only censorship is I don't allow profanity or other abusive comments, right? And let's be civil. Let's not be profane. But you're more than willing to open to discuss whatever topics you want. Why aren't we going there? There are other platforms. I post on Gab. I post on Telegram. I post on Pinterest. Don't like Pinterest too much. Reddit. And I get nothing. Nobody comments. Nobody shares. Nobody does anything with it. No, we'd much rather support people that are lying to our neighbors. That makes us accomplices. And just when I thought things couldn't go any farther south, when things couldn't get any more disgusting, I found this article. This actually comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They are announcing let me read it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, in collaboration with agencies throughout the federal government, are initiating the National Wastewater Surveillance System in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. What is the National Wastewater Surveillance System? They are screening your poo. That's right. They're trying to set up a system where they're going to test sewage to see if they can find evidence of the RNA strands for the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is what causes COVID-19. That's how far we've fallen, people. The American government, the federal government, the government of the created by the Constitution, by we the people, by the states, to serve the states, is now spending your money to monitor your poo to see if you've got COVID-19. Now, why would the government do this? First of all, here's the question. If you're searching my poo for COVID, where is your warrant? I know it's not technically a person, but it is, you could say, my effects. It's the general idea of the government doesn't go searching without probable cause. But what are they going to do? They're going to find whole communities, and if they find any SARS-CoV-2, what are they going to do? Are they going to quarantine an entire neighborhood based on an unsubstantiated presence of a virus somewhere in that community? Does anybody realize that it's not the presence of the virus, it's how much of the virus is in the body that makes a difference? You don't get sick just because you had the virus. You have to have enough of it to make you sick. So they're more than willing to deprive you of your life, your liberty, and your property without due process of law because they need to scare you into submission. Yeah, I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. This is beyond disgusting. This is beyond merely, government going beyond its limitations. This is tyranny taking over. This is the death of the sacred fire of liberty in America. This is the end of your rights, people. Your right to free speech, your right to free thought, your right to freedom of the press, your right to go to be at liberty, to not be deprived of liberty or property without due process of law. The right to be secure in your persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches. Gone. Wiped away. by a bunch of petty bureaucrats and their elected overseers at the moment, because we, the American people, hired them to do this. We are the architects of our own destruction. And when will people finally stand up and do something about it? I was at a rally yesterday, and there was about a couple hundred people showed up. I want to know why there weren't a couple thousand people showing up. I'm doing a Knowing Your Rights tour. I'm touring anywhere in the country that I can make happen to help people understand, to know what their rights are, to be prepared to defend and assert them because of just this type of nonsense. Just this type of insanity that government is going to dictate to you what you can and cannot say. I don't know what your favorite dystopian novel is, your favorite dystopian movie, but doesn't it look an awful lot like this? You want to have a blast? Find the movie V for Vendetta. I watched it many years ago, but I had to watch it again because it dawned on me. In the movie, if you're not familiar with it, the state of Great Britain is now run. It's a dystopian nation. It is run by not quite a theocracy, but very close to one. You have one man at the top, the Grand Chancellor, and everybody's monitored, everybody's watched, everybody's surveilled, and when you step out of line, people show up at your door, drag you away, and you disappear. Everyone's afraid. People don't speak. They don't think out loud because they're afraid they might be overheard. Someone, even their neighbor, even a family member might turn them in. And you know how it all started? A virus. A virus that spread. And in response to that spread, government took over. Rights went down the toilet. Liberty blew away because of a virus. Watch V for Vendetta and see if you don't see that telling true in America today. We need to know what our rights are. We need to learn what government is and is not allowed to do. We need to recognize that much of what government is doing is void. Legally, it's empty. Legally, it's meaningless. It has no legal authority except for the fact that the courts keep upholding it, violating their own oath. By the way, those aren't my words. Anything contrary to the Constitution is void. Those are the words of Alexander Hamilton and the Supreme Court of the United States. But you see, we don't know that because we're afraid. Government isn't going to teach us that we have power over government. Government's going to teach us that you do what you're told or you get beat up. It's time to stop being afraid. When they signed the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Franklin told the signers, "We must all hang together, or assuredly we will all hang separately." He was making a point. If the 56 men that signed that document did not hang together, work together, support each other, they each would be hung for treason one at a time. It's time we stop hanging separately. It's time we start hanging together, recognizing the limitations of government, educating those who come for us of the rules and the laws, standing up, fighting. Don't simply type on your computer. Just say no. All you really have to do when government comes to infringe on your rights is just say no. Yeah, Nancy Reagan used that about drugs. It's about time that we tell the government no. Your only just power comes from our consent. We did not consent to this. We forbid it. And then when someone stands up and says no, it is time for we the people to rally to their side. Whether it's an individual, in person, or on Facebook, whether it's a neighbor or a business in town, when they stand up to the tyranny and say no, we need to rally to their side. Let them not hang alone. There are YouTube videos of people hanging together and standing against government and winning, prevailing over the government agent. It is possible. We can do it. But we have to once again become the home of the brave. If we once again want to be the land of the free, we must become the home of the brave again. The Declaration of Independence ended with, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. I wrote an article a while back, I even talked about it on this radio program, called The Redeclaration of Independence. You can find it at constitutionstudy.com. It's about time we redeclare our independence. And in support of that, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we must mutually pledge to each other across this entire country our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Because if we don't, we will not all hang together. And sadly, we will all hang separately. And if you want to learn more about your rights, check out the Knowing Your Rights Tour. Go to constitutionstudy.com/tour. Find out more. Find out where I'll be. If I'm in your area, please join me. If not, please go to the bottom of the page, fill out that form, and let's see if I can come to your area, your neighborhood, your friends and family, and help them know what their rights are so that we can defend ourselves against this tyranny. And I hope you'll share this episode. It'll come out in a couple of days as a podcast. You can go to AmericaOutLoud.com. Look under our shows for the Constitution Study. You'll find it there when it posts. Share that with friends. Share that with families. And learn to live free.
Paid bills, stay out of jail.